Hello, my friends. Jacob's here once again. Can't hear out of my right ear as I'm talking. Sounds like this. It's no fun. So, something really, really terrible. Very weird happened yesterday. I don't know, you probably saw on X, Danielle, Ethan, and I, we were driving, and we're on our way home, and there's this really very cool, very new development in there. Danielle and I, we usually drive in there, and we like it, you know, it has a golf course, and we're like, oh, one day, maybe we'll be able to afford to live there, kind of. So we drive in there sometimes to kind of look around, and, we pulled in, and this place, it's historic, it's connected to the Revolutionary War, and the name of it, the definition of the literal place means one who is about to inherit the land that was promised by one's ancestors. It's a native term. It's connected to the, the Revolutionary War, 1776 and all that stuff. This is all going to lead up to something. The long and the short of it is we pulled in, and there was a parking lot. As you come into the development, it's a big, very, very nice area. You pull in, and you go to the left. If you want to go, there's another parking lot there. There's a waterfall, and then there's like this beautiful golf course. And, you know, so we pulled in, and then we're like, you know what, let's just go home. And we followed the arrow, and we were going into the area where the golf courses and everything else, and we're gonna head back home. So the problem is, as we make, it was the strangest thing, because I'm looking, and I feel like the whole, this is a really, we're very, very lucky to be alive for a couple of reasons. A, we decided to buy out the lease on the Pilot that Danielle got a while ago. It was a big car, and for whatever reason, we were like, you know, it's worth it to sacrifice and spend a little bit extra money on this thing. And I don't know, like 20 something thousand dollars to pay out, 24,000 or whatever it is to pay out the rest of it. So we bought it. We just bought it. And as we were pulling in to this area, I said, here, just let's go in here. It's clear, because we couldn't see anything. And the instant she turns in, I woke up, and it was very strange. My ear, as it's ringing right now, it's like muffled. It's ringing right now. And if I talk loud, it goes like that. It's really, interesting, because hearing is very spiritual. So of course I'm like, oh, what did I do, Lord? You know? And wait till you hear how this is connected to Elon Musk, the Matrix, and everything else. I may have put on the thumbnail or the title, The Matrix Attacked Me, because this is really weird. But you know that I'm a man of faith, and it was my fault. Danielle and keeps telling me, and Ethan keeps telling me, thank God everybody's okay. I mean, we went to the hospital, the ER was packed, it was a nightmare, you know. We just were worried because Ethan was getting the chills, and really, that the car hit the Pilot, like right behind the tail end. As we're turning in, it came boom. And a second earlier, it would have hit, and Ethan was sitting behind that door, and I was right next to it. And I took the, you probably see this is, and I'm sitting because I just, forgive me. Buckle up. I wore this on purpose because we were all buckled up. Thank God both airbags went off. So we get out of the car. It was very strange. And the reason it was very strange was because there was no stop signs. You know, it was like we couldn't. There was like all these trees in between the area where the lady was coming down. It was very strange. And she was speeding. Ethan, poor thing, he saw the whole thing out the window. And he just, he says, I didn't have time to, because she was speeding. And this is in a private development. So it's kind of like, oh, well, the town, you know, when the police get there's nothing they can do. You know, so it's like a no-fault accident. She couldn't see us. We couldn't see her. Ethan saw her coming, and he says, I just closed my eyes. And, we were worried about him last night sleeping. I didn't get any sleep at all. I've been in accidents before, but this was a really weird one. And it's a weird one for a couple of different reasons. Because it was at the end of the road where you would leave that area where this happened. And it happened yesterday on July 20th. There's a lot of other stuff that's really terrible, that just happened that were just like really not so great issues that happened at the ER. And it was an issue with the insurance, of course. You know, I tried to save money. You probably do this too. Because, you know, we have four children. I don't make... My wife's a teacher. She makes more money than me. And that's why I have a Kia Soul. And now I'm like, why don't I get this like to hamster trap of a car? Because God forbid, if we were driving that Soul, which by the way, we were going to be driving that Soul. But we decided, let's trade in the Soul for the Pilot. So we dropped the Soul off to my daughter's work because I dropped her off for work in the morning so that she could have the car and then we would just stick with the Pilot. So we traded in the Soul to be driven by the Pilot. A friend of mine who likes to give me a hard time, he pointed that out to me, and I thought it was pretty significant because the Pilot, of course, would be God, would be Christ. So, this whole thing, I'm sorry, this is not like a normal video for me. Yesterday, July 20th, was Moon Day. It was the, it's like kind of an occult day. It's a big deal. And it's the day when the astronauts walked on the moon first. So it's called Moon Day. The moon is symbolic of the Soul. This is going to get so weird. And what else? Why wouldn't it get weird, right? So it was already kind of an interesting day. We started off. It was so beautiful. I took Ethan to the gym. And he was working out. And I was like posting on X. And it was perfect because he was keeping me on track. Because I do a lot of my work at the gym. But I also want to train with my son and have a good time. It was like such a beautiful, awesome day. I was wearing my Teach Me the Truth shirt. We drop the car off. We pull in. We get now. So after the hospital, you know, we call the insurance because we're like, we only have... Right, we share cars. My daughter shares the car, my car, and my wife, her car is like kind of the main car. So now we don't have a car, and then we call our insurance company, and they're like, "Oh, well, you don't have rental on that car. You have rental on the other car," which makes like no sense because I lease the Soul for cheap. So there was no reason why I would have had a rental car on that car when our main car is that one. It was obviously clearly a mistake. And now we need it, right? Because now we don't even know where the car is because they towed the car to some lot. And it was the weekend. So, of course, the emergency was overrun. Everything fell through the cracks. The doctor that was taking care of Ethan left. Just left for the day. Ordered an x-ray just to make sure. Like, I didn't get a CAT scan. I smacked my head. Danielle didn't get a CAT scan. She was dizzy. Her back, she's right now laying down with a heating pad. She's in so much pain. She already has back issues. Ethan, thank God, looks like he's all right, but he had a neck problem and they were going to give him an x-ray. We waited. We were there for hours. Hours. And they didn't even like fill out any paperwork for what happened. I didn't even get like the whole thing. Just really, I was up all night and I was so upset because I felt like it was my fault because I was like, let's turn around. And Danielle was like, no, let's just go. I'm like, no, let's pull in. Let's take a second. And I like kind of, and she's like, oh, right. And if I hadn't done that, if I had just, because I could tell she wasn't in the mood, you know, to go into the, that place. But then I started noticing some things that were very weird and got me thinking this is a spiritual thing. When I got home last night from the hospital, Shiloh, my daughter, she's very insightful. You know, we, of course, she's like, well, what's the deeper meaning? Like, what really happened? Let's take a look at this. And she looks up, she goes, do you know what July 20th represents spiritually, Dad? I'm like, I don't know, tell me. And she's like, spiritually, it's called the end of the road. And I'm like, well, that's weird because we got hit at the end of the road. And she says, it's the start of something new. As I'm talking, it's going... And I went to the ER, complained about my ear. I wanted to get a CAT scan or something or whatever. It looked in the ear like this. Oh, no big deal. It'll clear up. It'll be probably fine by tomorrow. It ain't fine by today. And I love making music and I love listening to music. I was trying to listen to Jesus Christ Superstar in the shower as I was praying. And I couldn't raise it up because I was getting like feedback in my ear. So I'm like, okay, what did I do, Lord, right? But I'm alive, so I know that God spared us. So it's not like maybe I didn't do anything. Maybe like this is something else. Like maybe it's like a wake-up call. Maybe it's the start of something new, which is what July 20th means. It's the start of something new. And it's about to become obvious. You know, I'm getting a little upset because it's I do feel somehow that it's like my fault. And Danielle gets upset when I say that, but I looked at all the spiritual stuff, like all the numbers that started to line up and how it's connected to Elon Musk. And the Matrix is really weird because I'm like, if the Matrix was attacking anybody yesterday, it was me and my family. But God allows things. He allows things to happen. He allows his servants to be struck. He allows the crowd to be struck. They call it a limbo, July 20th, for the soul. To regenerate. To regenerate means to resurrect. It's a limbo for the soul. Something new is about to happen. It's the end of the road for your soulish thinking, for your unhealthy ways, you know. Worry, fear. It's the end of the road for trusting in your own selves. And it's time for a new thing. It's time to regenerate. The area where I got hit literally means the person who was supposed to inherit the land from his ancestors. And it's connected to the Revolutionary War in 1776. Literally, the name of the place is famous for it and where we are. To gather new energy for new tasks while leaving the history in the past. Like, and I started thinking, like, okay, maybe, Lord, maybe I should stop worrying about so much and put things at, just be at peace with things and just trust you more. I really do my best. You know, I really believe in the things that I say. And, you know, maybe I get hung up sometimes. And sometimes people say, like, I'm bragging because I'm like, I did this video back then. And look at this. Look at the days in between. And I'm just excited because it makes me feel good. Like, that I... makes me feel good. Like, maybe, you know, like, maybe my faith isn't in vain. Maybe all this stuff is happening for a reason. And, you know, maybe it'll encourage all of you to do what I ask you to do, which is, you know, buckle up, right? It's going to be a rocky road, but put your faith in God. God's got you. That day, if we were driving the soul, if I was relying on the soul instead of the pilot, we'd be dead. We would be dead. There were no tire marks. This lady couldn't see us because there were all these trees that were obscuring their view. But the police can't do anything about it because it's private property. You know, some big, you know, I don't know, multi-billionaires, you know, bought this thing. It's some hedge fund or something. No stop signs, no speed bumps. And we're like a lower middle class family now. You know, we're like, we used to be like a middle class family. You know, we're blessed. I have more than I need. I told my mom about my mother, who's, you know, she's still working full time. My dad almost just died. My stepfather, who adopted me, he almost just died in the hospital because they put him on so many blood thinners that he had a nosebleed, couldn't stop. And they treated him terribly, knocked out his teeth when they were putting him. And we're like, people, oh, you know, they're doing their best. You know, I come from a humble start, you know, so I don't really know how to handle these things. But yesterday morning, I noticed that Elon posted this. This is where it gets really freaky and scary. He posted this really, really cool video of Neo in the Matrix. It was Donald Trump, and of course, you know, you see that the agents, that's Mr. Smith, is the bad guy, right? So you have Neo in the Matrix, and you have Mr. Smith, and he's shooting all of, you know, he's doing the whole scene. You see it right there. And Elon reposted that out. The thing went viral. But when I saw that, I immediately thought, I'm like, oh my goodness, I literally just did a show where I said everybody was going to be comparing Trump. I called it, look at the thumbnail, the fake tricks. I said that they would be calling, you know, he's the chosen one. I said, how long would it be? Don't you think that's strange? I aired that video on April 2nd. April 2nd to today, okay, is 111 days, 111. On the channel, you know that I am into the numbers, right? You know that 111 means two things. In Hebrew, it means the unlawful, the abominable, that which is corrupt. Then in Hebrew, it's adad, and it's translated as hadad in the Old Testament. What's weird is that because of the CrowdStrike thing that just happened when everything went down, and I just did a video and I felt so bad, I reached out to Adam and let him know I can't edit the show. I mean, I'm gonna try to maybe edit tomorrow or something. I'm gonna get this out. But we did a really amazing interview and really amazing video. That's just, it's interesting. So that'll be out soon, Marfugel. And he was so nice. People told me that he like told everybody what was going on. After I reached out to everybody, I went to the first thing I could think about after all my family, and I knew everybody was all right, and we had this drive to the hospital. First thing I thought about was like, I got to tell everybody, because it's like, you're like my family too, and I want you to know why you're not going to see me, why there's not going to be a video today, which I need to do a video every other day for these things to work, you know? And there's enough material to do it. And I was so excited. I told Adam I created the thumbnail and I was ready to go. But, you know, stuff happens. So Elon puts this video out on the Matrix. And I say, oh, you know, like me, right? Oh, that's going to change. Because I think after this, I think that I need to maybe not be so goofy anymore. I don't know. I said it wouldn't be that long. 111 days. I didn't notice until yesterday that Elon posted that video out at 11:01, which was 111 days from a day or two earlier. There was a video that was going around about the Matrix where there was this woman who you probably heard about it, and she claims that she wrote, you know, it was a story. She wrote the Terminator and she wrote the Matrix, and supposedly it's a story.
What the Matrix is about, to wake you up from the Matrix, to get you out of the illusions and the lies and the ignorance. Mm-hmm. So it's not dangerous for me, because that's my job. That's what I came here to do. Mm-hmm. That's why I wrote the Matrix and Terminator, to wake people up so they can move on to greater, better things.
You know, so I taped the show the day before, aired the show on the 2nd, 111 days to now. He airs it 111. Now, what's weirder is that Sarah Connor gives birth to John Connor, JC, it's Jesus Christ, and that Neo in the Matrix, it's the same story, that Neo is John Connor, is Jesus Christ, it's Christ in the Matrix. Like that we're in it now. Like literally. That was the video that was going around. So it was interesting because I even sent it to my buddy. And then the next day, here's Elon posting it. But at 111? 111 days from when I did my fake tricks video. So we get off of the ambulance. This is chill time for me. And this is why, what else is new on this channel, right? It's weird. Because I pay attention. We go in to the hospital and we're in the ER, and Danielle's in the stretcher, and Ethan's like in front of me, and they hand me the police report. And I look at the time, and it's at 111. And then I look at the agent that was in, you know, the officer that was on duty, and it was Smith. That's the bad guy in the Matrix, Smith. What are the chances that on the day when I'm talking about 111 in the Matrix, about a video I did, the fake tricks, 111 days, on July 20th at the end of the road, in a place where you're supposed to inherit the land like God promises us from our ancestors, I'm struck at my ear. But thankfully, we traded in our soul to rely on the pilot. And there's 111 on, that's the time? That's the time that's on the official report? And the agent's name is Smith? This is a spiritual battle we're in, perhaps. In any event, I wanted to let you all know that we're okay. You know, short of not having a car, short of not knowing where the car is, short of, you know, looking at how much a rental car will cost and how we're going to figure that out and how we're going to, you know, split, you know, the soul between me, between Shiloh, between Danielle. And Danielle doesn't want to get into the car. She's so scared to drive my car. And Ethan's scared to drive the car because it was so traumatic. He saw the car come. She was spading. And now here's the weird part. Take a wild guess who this woman was. It was Danielle's babysitter from when she was a child. The woman who smacked into us used to care for Danielle as a child. I see all of this. I see the 111. I see all of this. And I say, God's in the mix. God's in the mix. So, buckle up. All right? I'm going to be fine. God's going to work things out. But if you want to help the channel, if I've been a blessing to you, you want to remind yourself when you get into a car, because if we weren't buckled up, I mean, and it wasn't great what happened. I mean, you look at my arm, it goes all the way back. I mean, it's not like awesome. Saved my life. I can't hear. I'm getting feedback every time I raise my big, loud voice. Trying to listen to my music, and it was, you know, this was a wake-up call. You know, this was a wake-up call. And July 20th is supposed to be a wake-up call. It's the end of the road. We've been in limbo, relying on our own self-effort. We need to put our faith more in God, and we need to live, as it says, healthier. Leaving unhealthy ways of thinking, we need to live healthier, more moral, more kind, more forgiving. We need to do these things every day and forget the past. Because I think that this is the time. On Moon Day. You know, you want to talk about the Matrix? No, God's in control. This is probably the worst video I've ever done. I love you all. Thank you very much. There are links in the description for everything. There's PayPal if you want. People, you know, thank you. I get like $20 here and there from, you know, people like Bert and Stacy. There are a lot of wonderful people that like PayPal links there. Patreon, if you want to sign up for Patreon, I'm sharing there. We're going to be doing, now that I can do Zoom, I'm going to be doing stuff over there. So if you want to sign up for Patreon, and you don't have to even pay. You can go in there and do it for free, but you just don't get all the cool stuff. I don't share much but poetry and a couple of videos here and there. You know, if you want to get any of the merch, all the links are in the description. I thank you all. I love you all. Pray for you all. Please pray for us. Help me mainly for my head, because I feel responsible. Because I could have just said, all right, if you're not in the mood, we don't got to stop. Not like we were arguing and I was a jerk or anything. I was just, we were having so much fun. Ethan was, it is what it is. You know, the past is over. It's now the 22nd. Is that what it, or it's 21st. Today's the 21st. So we should just let go of the past and move on into tomorrow. It's a new day. It's so strange. Revolutionary War, end of the world. It's just all so strange. The 111, the main, just weird. It's always so weird. It's just weird. I'm going to come up with a t-shirt. It's just weird, because it is. All right, I love you all. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.